6:36 on the WTAN Morning News. Ken Altor, Mike Violet is still out recuperating from knee surgery. Says he's okay. I've texted him a couple of times. He's probably relaxing with a pack of ice on his...
I think he's going to be able to dunk now. I mean, last I heard, the Cavs were looking at him now that he's got a bionic knee.
Wow. You seen Mike lately? Duncan, I think I can jump farther than him. I'm not sure I can. Yes, no. $6 million man.
Yes.
When he gets a new eye, what did the bionic man have? An eye, an arm, and a leg?
I thought for $6 billion, I'd want more than that.
Well, maybe two legs. Yeah, I don't remember. What was his name? Lee Majors played that. Wow. Where's that coming from? All right, that's the voice of Steve Robinson, who's sitting in for Mike. He's the editor of TheMainWire.com, and he's a policy analyst for the Maine Heritage Policy Center, sitting in for Mike today, tomorrow, and the next day. Man, by Wednesday, you're going to be so sick of me.
I think it's going to be right the opposite way. I think we'll either fall in love or we'll be sick of each other.
You know, Mike is my wife during the morning. He's
my second wife,
and so I guess I could have a third
wife. Does that make me your mistress?
That's good. You know, being a polygamist, I have a variety of conservatives that I'm married to in the morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes I spend more time with Mike than my wife, and that's not a pleasant thing to do. So you wanted to talk about the IRS.
Yes, I do want to talk about the IRS.
You're not a big fan of the IRS.
You know, I don't think most Americans are a fan of the IRS, but this is beyond just the typical animus you might have for tax collectors, historically speaking. I think we need to remember that President Obama, in a Super Bowl interview with Bill O'Reilly, said that there wasn't a smidgen of corruption at the IRS. And that now is a patently false, just laughable assertion by the President of the United States.
What do you think? There's any government agency that there's not some corruption in?
No, I don't. I don't. But the corruption at the Veterans Affairs Administration, that is different from the IRS, because the IRS has the ability with one email or with one phone call to turn your life upside
down. Absolutely right.
And what we've seen here is not just government incompetence, not just greed or selfishness. What we're seeing is politically motivated corruption. We're seeing IRS bureaucrats, high-level IRS bureaucrats, who are targeting Barack Obama's enemies. And I think it's difficult to say that this didn't influence the 2012 election.
Well, how do you think it influenced the 2012?
By chilling conservative speech.
Well, look, I don't disagree with you that there's corruption in the IRS. I don't disagree with you that they targeted had political attacks. I don't think Barack Obama targeted it. I mean, you don't think Barack Obama?
Why were
told
the emails
them?
Destroyed?
You think they come from Barack Obama?
I think there were people in the White House, and if you look at the White House guest logs, the number of visits going on from high-level IRS officials implicated in this to the White House, I think it's just beyond the pale to say that somebody in Obama's closest circle of advisors didn't know this was going on.
Well, I find it hard to believe.
Why were the emails destroyed? They destroyed the emails that with the White House.
Well, I know we don't know why they they destroyed the emails, because they didn't want, because what the email showed.
Exactly. But how bad would it be? Obviously, it would have been bad enough so that it shows more than what we already know, that top-level officials at IRS were targeting, for political reasons, dissenting voices, Barack Obama's enemies. We know that. So how much worse does it get?
Well,
this is Nixon-esque.
It is Nixon-esque. I'm not going to go so far to say that I think they were targeting Barack Obama's enemies. I think the IRS were targeting conservatives. I don't think that chilled. First of all, I don't think that chilled conservatives from. I've never seen a conservative ever chilled. I didn't see the Koch brothers all of a sudden stop supporting people.
Listen, these were small, call them Tea Party activists, who got a letter from the IRS demanding a list of their reading materials, demanding to know even the content of their prayers.
And you think those people stopped?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
I think that the coordinated targeting of conservative dissent had a very real impact
really?
On the election. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it also undermined their ability to raise money to pay for canvassers, to hold rallies, to disseminate literature.
I have not seen any statistics that bear that out. I've never known conservatives to be intimidated by the IRS. In fact, typically, the more conservative elements, this would give them more railing against the IRS. They would be more vocal than less vocal.
Yeah, but we're not talking about your typical high-level conservative activists. We're talking about just average people who were spurred to political involvement because of the Tea Party movement, because of the things that they saw going on under the Obama administration.
So they don't campaign anymore?
No, it chilled their organizing capacity. When you don't give them nonprofit status, groups can't make donations to them. The entire effect of the targeting was to chill conservative speech. And it's not, and it wasn't just coming from the IRS. It was coming from the ATF and the FBI. I mean, Frank Vandersloot.
But the attack on them, on their nonprofit status, happened after they had, I mean, they, if you look at the timing, the election really was over when the IRS said, wait a minute, you're not a nonprofit organization. You don't get this tax relief.
But so, there were some of these groups that were waiting 1 to 3 years in order to get their tax-exempt status approved.
Right.
On the other hand, groups that were progressively inclined were getting their approval fast-tracked.
But they didn't stop. They didn't not campaign because their status wasn't approved yet. They didn't sit around waiting for the IRS to say.
Their ability to raise money was severely hampered.
Yeah, I don't buy
that. And also, think about all the energy that they're spending dealing with the IRS is energy that they could have been spending expressing their free speech, and they weren't able to do that. This hampered conservative activists.
I'm not crazy about the IRS. By the way, if you want to chime in, 879-WGAN, 879-9426. I believe in a flat tax or a consumer tax. I think the IRS, certainly this was an incredible abuse of power, governmental power. I've seen no evidence that the president was involved in this. Until I see evidence, I'm not going to accuse him of doing it.
And that's precisely why the emails were destroyed.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know that, but I think that a majority of Americans believe that those emails were destroyed. And why do you think they were destroyed?
I think the people who destroyed it because it shows their culpability, not the president's. I think most people.
But we already know that Lois Lerner is culpable. Right. So who else is involved that we don't know because those emails are destroyed?
Who's involved?
But do you think that the people lower than that have the authority to destroy these emails, to destroy hard drives?
Sure.
I mean, it's someone more powerful than Lois Lerner.
Why would Lois not throw anybody above her under the table so she gets out of trouble? That's classic what people do.
I mean,
do you
think she's going to be in trouble? I mean, so far there's, I mean, Steve Sockman's trying to throw her in the brig, but you know, so far she has been protected by the elite political class in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I think eventually she'll be
But
prosecuted.
Someone above her knew what was going on, and someone helped them destroy these emails.
See, this is where conservatives get into the conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
Next,
we know that it happened.
Tomorrow you're going to be coming in with aluminum foil on your head and little antennas sticking out. I can see this happening now. I can see this. 879-WGAN, 879-9426. Do you subscribe to Steve's theory of a vast left-wing conspiracy? Bill in Portland. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
You know, Steve, you poor thing. I feel so bad for you that your historical perspective is so limited. The whole IRS 501c3 controversy came as a backlash to, for years, organizations on the left have found and targeted it when the left was a dissenting voice. And the IRS people were reminded from the top that now the conservatives are doing the same things that the people on the left have done since the 50s and 60s. So what they sought is a balance to make sure that people weren't misusing the 501c3 for only political purposes.
And many
people on both the left and right have done that for a long time. And I'm pleased to see that you can regurgitate the things that you hear later on in the day on GAN and ZAN. But let's have some insight or some thought on this.
Well, it's very kind of you, Bill, to help me out with that historical perspective, but it leads me to believe that you're perfectly okay with the IRS persecuting people for what they believe in. Oh, the left does it, the right does it, it's fine. Doesn't this scare you to have such a tremendous abuse of power?
Actually, what my concern is that people on both sides misuse the nonprofit organization shell, and of course they both do.
So you have no problem with the IRS persecuting people?
Your question, of course, has nothing to do with the issue.
And the issue is the IRS targeting political groups, the abuse of government power, the cover-up, the secrecy. You have no problem with this, and you're deflecting it back over to these nonprofit groups, which are a problem on both sides, but more so on the left here in Maine.
You know, that's exactly, you have the, that question is exactly correct, because it is political groups that are not allowed to use the 501c3. And so the IRS is protecting all of us by making sure that
only conservative groups.
Really non-profit,
they go with the liberals
not
too.
Just political organizations.
It's disproportionate. I'm just alarmed, Bill, that with your historical perspective, you're not more scared about this tremendous abuse of government power, which I find terrifying.
Well, you know, I think that your next speaking engagement needs to be with the sovereign citizen movement. I think they would be much more receptive to your approach.
Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 879-WGAN. It's nice to sit back and just let you and somebody else debate, and I can sit here and relax. 879-WGAN, 879-9426. Do you subscribe to Steve Robinson's theory that the IRS is a part of the vast wing left wing conspiracy? Bob in South Portland. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
What planet did that last caller come from?
I think
right?
Planet Earth.
The last time the IRS did this was with Richard Nixon, and he was impeached because of it.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Amen, brother.
This is outrageous, Bob, what the IRS has done.
Bob, we know that Richard Nixon knew about it and spearheaded it. Have you seen any evidence whatsoever that Barack Obama knew about this?
I think we will find those emails.
Do we have any right now? Do we have any right now? Do you have?
There is no one in the administration right now that will say a peep. The most transparent administration in history.
Bob,
I don't think so.
What a
Bob,
joke!
This is
huh?
a simple. Wait, both of you. Wait, hold on. It's so easy to say Barack Obama knew about it. Show me the evidence.
But see, that claim doesn't buy with us. Bob, the evidence was destroyed. These emails were destroyed.
No.
So saying we haven't seen it. That's
Steve. There's always someone out there who has a smoking gun, and if Barack Obama knew about it, we'd know about it.
I don't think so. I mean, we're living in an age of incredible sophistication of technology,
right?
And the ability to cover up these scandals is unparalleled.
If somebody in Barack Obama's administration knew about this, we'd know about it.
I mean, Lois Lerner, arguably, is part of Barack Obama's administration.
But did Barack Obama... Why do you people assume Barack Obama knew? Look, I'm not a big fan of Barack Obama.
I'm not saying Barack Obama, you know, called up the IRS and said, hey, can you go after these Tea Party folks
for me?
Did he
direct somebody in the administration to do it?
I think that he gave them, in his public press appearances and the things he said, he gave an indication to them that this was okay. And they were simply following his attitude towards conservative groups.
Aluminum
and
foil.
I do think that there were people in the White House. I mean, there were so many visits from top White House officials while this targeting was going on. I mean, it's impossible to believe that the White House was ignorant of this. I mean, every scandal with Obama, he finds out about it in the news.
I like having some evidence before accusing people of things. Stan and Sacco. Hi, Stan. How are you?
I'm good. Jeez, Ken, you know, you don't see it because you don't want to see it.
Well,
you don't want to take your blinders off. You're
Stan.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry, yeah. Ken. I don't mean to step on you. You're the boss of the show.
Stan.
But, you know, you just don't open yourself. You don't want to be open to what's happening out in this country.
Wait,
I don't understand what's wrong with you.
Take a deep breath, Stan. First of all, I'm not in favor of the IRS. I think the offenses of the IRS are inappropriate. But to accuse a president of knowing it or spearheading it or tacitly allowing it to happen without evidence, I think is the most dangerous thing in our system. Now, by the way, I didn't believe Richard Nixon and John Mitchell knew about it until they had proof of it. I didn't just come out in 1972. And by the way, I was not a Richard Nixon fan. And I remember saying to my brother, there's no way that the highest law enforcement person in our country, John Mitchell, would know about this. That's impossible. I didn't believe it because I don't believe in conspiracies until proven. I think it's very dangerous to assume. You know what happens when we assume, Stan? And you're assuming Barack Obama knew about it. Why? Because you don't like Barack Obama.
I'm not assuming anything.
So what
the
am I saying that
bothers you? The evidence is so blatant, you don't want to see it, for
what
God's sake.
Show me the evidence.
To compare Nixon to Obama, that's... Incredible.
Stan, show me
really
the evidence. Show me the evidence.
Evidence? Hey, listen, you're an attorney. I mean, if you can't see it.
No, Stan,
I mean,
show
me. Who the hell can?
Stan,
come on.
You're talking hyperbole.
You know,
Stan.
All you want to do is, I don't know.
Stan,
I don't know what to
Stan,
say about
stop.
You anymore.
Stan, listen to me, Stan. Tell me. Don't just do hyperbole. Don't just say, if you can't see it. That's not evidence. Show me the proof. That Barack Obama, one person who said Barack Obama knew about it. One email that implied that Barack Obama knew about it. And you know what? If you can show that to me, I'll be the first one to call for his impeachment. But until you got that, Stan, Don't make accusations you can't back up. That's unfair, and that's against our judicial system.
Well, Ken, I mean, you're...
All I can do is laugh at you, Ken. I mean, you're just laughable.
Stan,
just
great answer. Great answer.
No, you're just, but you're laughable. Oh, I mean,
Stan, let me ask you one question.
Have you listened at all to any of the investigations?
Stan, have you said one thing of substance in the 2 minutes you've been on the phone?
Absolutely.
Well, what did you say substance... that had any substance in the last 2 minutes.
What did you say?
Because I'm talking about, I talked about facts.
This is the most impeachable president of the history
of
the station.
Based on what?
Come on. Hey, you know what? You know, your commentator that you had about why Obama didn't go down to our southern border. I mean, you know, it's so obvious. You could look in a mirror and see the answer to that question. The man who caused the problem didn't want to be caught down there because... He was afraid of being confronted by the people that he threatened with arrest if they put out the evidence of the diseases that we're being and the contagion that's coming into the country, and the doctors and the nurses were threatened with arrest. That's just one example, for God's sakes.
Stan, appreciate your call. Pretty crazy, Stan, but appreciate your call.
Show me
the proof. See, that's all I'm asking for. Is that asking too much?
And one of the reasons why we're not seeing proof is because Eric Holder's Department of Justice is refusing to investigate this thing like it should.